how much do you think this team is more capable of handling whatever is thrown at it?
I feel like we've grown quite a bit since that game. Obviously learned a lot from those moments. Going back and watching it obviously wasn't our best effort. Felt like we didn't play our best football. But again, they got a really good team too. That they're playing this week for a reason. Their defense the last really eight to 10 weeks has been superb. Their offense is fantastic as well. They got a lot of studs over there, led by Lamar obviously, and it's a tough team to play regardless.
Josh, whether it's right or wrong, the focus is going to be you against Lamar, and that's just unavoidable. It's the world we live in. How do you handle all that crazy hype? That, because it is a team game, but it's going to be you against him.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the history of football, I've never really played against another quarterback. I've played against their defense, and just taking it one day at a time, trying to have a good week of practice, and then controlling what I can control. And it's attitude and effort, and it's how we come out here and just try to put our best foot forward and try to execute on Sunday.
But do you relish the chance, though, to go head-to-head with a great quarterback like that?
Absolutely. I think that's what why you play this game, is to be in moments like these. And, our team, we're extremely happy and blessed to be playing and continue playing this game. And we're just trying to find a way to go 1-0.
Josh, I just asked Matt Ryan about that, playing against the other quarterback, and Drew Brees was his example. And he said that he used to say the same thing, that it's not, they go against the defense. But he also said in the back of his mind, he knew that he's got to keep up with the other guy because the other guy's going to keep going. Is that something that you think about?
I mean, absolutely. We want to, our job on offense is to score the football, and we want to score every time we touch the ball here. And again, is that viable? Not usually, but that's our goal every time we step on the field, is to score more points than the other guys.
Josh, why is Derrick Henry so difficult to tackle? I know I'm asking a quarterback.
Yeah, well, I've been around him. He's a great, great human being. I love being around him. He's a positive, bright human being. He's awesome. But then you look at him, he's absolutely massive. He's a physical specimen. He's as fast as anybody on the field. And again, once he gets going downhill, he's tough to bring down just because of his sheer size and speed.
Josh, you mentioned how the Ravens' defense has looked a little different. It had been better the last 8 weeks or so. How do you balance looking at what they did against y'all week 4 with what they've done more recently?
Yeah, I mean, I think they had a game plan against us that was pretty good. So making sure that we're covering those bases and figuring out, what to adjust and how to fix some of those things. At the same time, what have they had success on the last few weeks? And, not sure what they're going to do. I guess we'll find out Sunday, but we'll prepare for anything and everything that we can and just try to go out there and execute.
On the flip side of that, you guys have Amari now. Keon's had so much more time in the system. It's a very different offense for you guys. How much does that give you kind of comfort as you go into this meeting of we're a different team as well?
Yeah, I mean, there's some comfort there. But at the end of the day, it's whoever executes better on Sunday.
A lot of lessons learned in that game. Sean said, used the exact same words to us a couple hours ago. How much better prepared do you think you guys will be for this Sunday, because just by virtue of the fact that you had that game?
I think throughout the year, having the losses that we've had and even some of the wins, we've learned a lot throughout the year. And again, just trusting the guys that we have in this building, in this locker room, and all we're trying to do is play for each other, put our best foot forward, and score one more point than them. That's all we're trying to do.
How much has Kyle Hamilton's role changed within the Ravens defense for the first time?
A little bit different. Not so much in the slot. He's playing kind of a post high / box safety. He's a heck of a player, though. I mean, he's flying around all over the field. He's a ball magnet. They got some absolute studs on that defensive side of the ball, too. So, got to be aware of where he's at, along with a few other guys. But, slightly different role than what we saw earlier in the year.
Where are you and the team about the obstacle that this round has been for you guys? I mean, it's out there. It's history. But how aware of it are you, and how do you kind of put it behind you.
Aware of what? I'm sorry.
Aware of the history of that this round has been the obstacle for you guys. You haven't gotten over the hump in this divisional round. How do you handle that and move forward, knowing that there's some pressure on you guys maybe to get past this round this year?
Well, we played in the AFC Championship game a few years ago.
This is the fourth year in a row.
Oh, gotcha.
Divisional, and you've been out the last three. So there's a little bit of history there.
Goes down to whoever executes better on Sunday. That's, again, we're just trying to have a good week of practice. Playing a good team here. We're at home. We'll have to use the fan advantage to our – or the fans to our advantage. And, again, we're just find a way to score one more point.
Josh, we haven't talked to you since the All-Pro votes were announced. Were you surprised by any of those, either for yourself or for other categories?
No, I'd love for more Bills to be honored. But it's – We know that's nothing new here, and you know, we got a lot of guys that are in this locker room that are deserving of it. I know that they know that, but it's not going to affect us. We're just trying to have a good week of practice.
Josh, I know you're big on visualization and things like that. Knowing the hype around this game, knowing the atmosphere, what do you kind of expect in front of Bills Mafia on Sunday?
Well, hopefully very loud when they're on offense and second and third down and making it hard for them. But just the energy, the juice, the vibes, you know, our goal is to get to the fourth quarter and have Mr. Brightside be playing. And I know the fans love that, but that gives us such a little shot of energy that you know, we're going to need going into this game.
Do you ever have a signal to them on when to play it?
No, I honestly don't know when they play it. I know it's usually in the fourth quarter, though, so it gets the people going. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ty Johnson, where have you seen him grow the most this year, you know, just step up and make big plays? What does that come from?
I mean, it comes from him accepting the role in this offense. You know, a lot of guys in this offense had to accept a little bit something maybe than they thought they were going to be in. You know, it's not the most glorious thing to be a third down back, and but he's taken advantage of every opportunity that he's had. I've said for a long time that he's the best third down back in the game, and he just continues to make play after play for us. The things that he does in the passing game, the blocking game, the run game, he's such a selfless player. He's such a great locker room guy, and I can't say enough nice things about him.
You said you've grown quite a bit since week four. Where do you think the team has grown the most since then?
I think we're just a pretty together unit right now. Really just going out there and playing for each other. We don't want to let each other down. I think we've all worked extremely hard this year, and our biggest fear is letting each other down.